All right, we did tell you, ladies and gentlemen, ukuthi sizobe sixoxisana with our friends out at MTN and getting ready to get Ms. Nkateko on the line. They're celebrating 30 years of telco services in Mpumalanga. And Sathi, you know what? We need to chat to them because they are all about developing Mpumalanga as far as telco services are concerned. So we'll be chatting to Ms. Nkateko, who is the regional manager, corner, gwa MTN, but GM Northern Region. Hoping ukuthi sizokhona ukuthi simthole elayinini. Ms. Nkateko, ukhona? Thank you so much. Really excited to have this conversation with you. How are you today, ma?
I am super blessed, and yourself?
We are also great. We are also great. MTN has a good relationship in the province of Mpumalanga, and that relationship spans a whole 30 years. Namhlanje, it was the opening of the legislature. Kukhulunywa zona izindaba zokuthuthukisa iMpumalanga, and MTN is in the center of all of that, trying to make sure ukuthi we are connecting everybody. I want us to kick off our conversation by saying, as MTN is celebrating 30 years anniversary, what progress has been made in enhancing rural connectivity in Mpumalanga, and how is the company addressing the digital divide in these communities? Ngoba siyazi ukuthi eminye amanye wama communities wethu uthola ukuthi kusese ne GPRS, abanye bane 3G, abanye bane 4G. Technology is developing and MTN is taking us somewhere.
Yeah, good afternoon to you and your listeners once more. Thank you for having me on your show. As MTN, yes, indeed, today we are part of the SOPA in Mpumalanga. So as MTN, we remain steadfast in our commitment to driving South Africa's economic growth and development. And of course, through leading digital solutions for South Africa's progress, right? So this progress, I mean, can only be achieved when every person in Mpumalanga province benefits from the modern connected life.
Correct, correct. Can you elaborate on MTN's recent investment in network infrastructure, Kornalai province in Mpumalanga, and what impact these investments are expected to yield in the province's connectivity and economic development?
I mean, you know, since 1994, the year that MTN was born, our focus has primarily been on providing connectivity to South Africans, of course, for them to access modern technologies, right? I'm talking about, you know, promote economic development, to eliminate current, you know, inequalities, especially in our rural provinces. So our goal is to continue driving those initiatives in the next 30 years. So since 2009, MTN has invested almost 385 million in assisting schools. Of this total, at least 183 million was allocated to helping schools for children with special educational needs. I'm talking about the lives of 20,000 learners in the country. The significant financial contribution, it underscores MTN's dedication to fostering educational development and bringing accessibility gaps within the South African educational landscape. Over and above this, MTN is not just doing, you know, tick box exercising in terms of, you know, making investments. These are cornerstones to our belief that everybody, regardless of your economic status, we make sure that, you know, everybody deserves the benefit of a modern connected life. So as a company that is celebrating 30 years of existence, we are proud of the impact that the company really has brought, especially in Mpumalanga. We have invested over 1.5 billion towards a network infrastructure. And this investment marks one of the biggest investments in the company that we've made in recent years, especially in northern region. I'm talking about Limpopo and Mpumalanga, to be specific. And this investment will be spent, you know, across network infrastructure, including upgrading, you know, infrastructure, purchasing batteries, generators, you know, renewing our vandalized site. As MTN, we're really experiencing challenges on the ground. With all this investment, we're still experiencing theft and vandalism of our sites. And we want to make sure that whether there's load shedding, load reduction, we reinvest in this site and keep the lights on, you know. Mm. And of course, notwithstanding the expansion of 4G and 5G sites built that we've recently embarked on. So, you know, we build towers and base stations, and this development really needs maintenance. It needs protection, you know, from vandalism and theft. And we also urge people of Mpumalanga to really look out for this infrastructure, because this is actually built for them. We want to make sure that everybody is connected. And we want to work with these communities to ensure that, you know, we protect this infrastructure. If you look, and I mean, you probably have or might have, you know, experienced recently that our network has actually improved in Mpumalanga for over 98% network availability. Mm. And this has happened through this investment, you know, through supplying power, supporting with backup power generation. And this year, completely, you know, with this network resilience project, we have seen a great improvement in ensuring that our people and the community that we serve is truly and 100% connected.
Super stuff. If you just joined us, we are chatting to Ms. Nkateko Ngonyama, who is the GM for Northern Region Corner Gwa MTN. And we're having a conversation where she is unpacking MTN's contributions and progress in the past 30 years within the province of Mpumalanga as a telco company and a corporate citizen that's doing great things within our province, developing us and taking us to the next height. They are also celebrating 30-year milestone alongside the democracy, yasemzansi, because nayo MTN is 30 years right now. Ms. Kateko, Sesi Valamam, with MTN's involvement in the RT15 contract to modernize government services, what specific initiatives are being implemented to digitize government operations in Mpumalanga, and what impact are these expected to have on service delivery to citizens?
Yeah, so I'll take it back to 2021. The National Treasury appointed MTN SA as an official service provider to government, right, through its mobile communication services contract. I'm talking RT15. I'm talking RT29. And thanks to the scale of government's requirements, we have been able to develop industry-leading systems and innovative pricing and products. Our aim with this is to not only add value to the state, but to also improve on existing mobile telecommunication services, delivering significantly, you know, while also allowing for a high degree of control of spend by individuals. We want to help both government. We want to help both government and SME to ensure that, you know, they run efficiently in terms of service delivery. I mean, I'll give you an example. We are working with over 14 government departments, you know, and some of them have exclusive services with us. And we've really made steady progress. And we appreciate the opportunity to serve this country, especially the province of Mpumalanga, in this way. And we thank the departments with whom we have already partnered with for their confidence and faith in us. And we continue doing so. And it has been going very well. So MTN is a company that was born out of South Africa, democracy, and no matter how the company grows, our roots remain deeply embedded in South African soil. So we want to invest and ensure that we remain dedicated, we remain committed in providing the best connectivity latest technologies. I spoke about 4G and 5G. I spoke about RT15 and ensure that, you know, we have proper digital infrastructure in place to ensure that the people of Limpopo, the people of Mpumalanga, deserve the benefit of a modern connected life.
Super stuff. Mankateko, we really appreciate you. Yikenzile, we will be chatting to you again soon, updating the citizens of Mpumalanga, but more good things that MTN has in store for them. We appreciate your time at this moment.
Thank you. Thank you, Biggie.
Danko.
Bye.
Bye.